stages of their life. To rejoice with those who rejoice. To mourn with those who mourn. But the most important part of the job is to try to give people an awareness of the spiritual and eternal through the reality of Jesus Christ, through relationship with Jesus Christ. I say reality because Christianity is not about secret knowledge or hidden pathways to an unapproachable, unknowable, impersonal being. Christianity is down to earth. Because Jesus Christ is down to earth, God with us. Earth in the messiness of his untidy family beginnings, earth in the muck and blood and joy of childbirth, earth in the dirt and tears and blood of his death, earth in the lives he has transformed and continues to transform to this day. Jesus Christ is not merely a wise teacher or an enlightened human being, but he is God with us, and through him is life for all. So as we approach Christmas 2018, I ask the question, how are you coming to Christ this year? And I wonder, which of the characters in our readings might you most identify with? Mary and Joseph, the wise men, the shepherds, maybe even Herod or the innkeeper. Now, I was going to talk about angels, and I thought, well, there's no chance of there being any angels here, but I can see there are quite a few. All of the characters in our readings approach the coming of Christ with different emotions and motivations. Maybe you're a bit like the shepherds. Your life is routine, perhaps routinely dull or even routinely stressful, but you have a gnawing sense of emptiness. There should be more to life than the daily grind. You can't explain it, but you have a sense that you simply must find out more about this person, Jesus. You may even feel a sense of urgency to hurry off and see this thing the angels have told you about. If you are seeking purpose, Jesus Christ gives eternal and ultimate purpose in life. Maybe you're like the Magi, the wise men. You've been thinking about this Christianity thing for a long time. You've done your best to investigate. You've read the Bible or books about the Bible. You've examined and pondered and thought and asked questions. And little by little, you're being drawn towards Jesus. If you are seeking answers, Jesus will give you the answers to the deepest questions of your life. Now, there's no actual mention of an innkeeper in the Gospels, but he's inferred by there being an inn, and he's a favourite character in our nativities. So maybe, like the innkeeper, your Christmas is full of hustle and bustle and busyness, the parties, the presents, the food and drink, the fun. But because you're so busy, there's simply no room for Jesus in your life. On the outside, you're jolly, but on the inside, hollow and frazzled. If you are seeking peace this Christmas, if you are seeking order in your life, Jesus will not only help you clear out the clutter, he will help you to see what's truly important. Perhaps you're like Herod. You feel disturbed by Jesus. And the last thing you want is this Jesus coming into your life or the lives of your family and turning things upside down. Herod, as we know, was so afraid of Jesus, he ordered all the infant boys in Bethlehem to be killed. Maybe you do everything you can by the things you say and the things you do to resist Jesus. Jesus can take away all of your fears and insecurities and give you true security if you will allow him. Or maybe you're like Mary and Joseph. At the beginning of their year, everything was looking great for them, engaged to be married, making plans for their life together, and then suddenly, major crisis, and their lives were changed forever. Maybe you're coming to this Christmas afraid of the future. Life is suddenly very scary and insecure. Now, it's a common understanding or misunderstanding of Christianity, and even among some Christians, that somehow, when we become Christians, everything ought to become perfect. That somehow we walk around in a protective bubble that shields us from life. It's just not the case. In order for faith to be real, it has to be grounded in the reality of life. Christians go through the same cancer, the same redundancy, the same relationship breakdowns, the same tragedies, the same sadnesses as everybody else. Nobody wants them. No one welcomes them. But the difference is, we do not go through them alone. We have God's promise that he goes with us. God with us. And that everything will be all right in the end. If you need hope this Christmas, Jesus can give you hope. Do you recognize yourself in the Christmas story? Do you need purpose? Do you need answers? Do you need security? Do you need peace? Do you need hope? I think at some point in our lives, all of us need all of them. The Christmas story is merely the beginning. It doesn't end with a cute baby, little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. Don't let it stop for you here. However you've come to Christ this year, please make every effort to get closer to him next year. Now, we have a short course beginning at the Vicarage on Tuesday, the 15th of January, being led by John. It's called Christianity Explored. It lasts 8 weeks. So whether you're a disturbed Herod, a seeking wise man, an eager shepherd, a struggling Joseph or Mary, or a busy innkeeper, this course, Christianity Explored, will help you to explore who Jesus Christ is and what he offers, and help you to make an informed decision about your eternal future. The Christmas story doesn't end with a baby in a manger. It doesn't end with a dead Jesus on a cross, or even a risen Jesus on a throne in heaven. It doesn't even end with the return of Christ, when, in the words of the prophet Isaiah, the wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, will establish an eternal kingdom of justice and righteousness. The story doesn't end. It goes on forever. And God offers each of us a part in this amazing story. All we need to do is say, "Yes, Lord." Will you do that this Christmas?